This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados launches a new online platform to facilitate traders. The Information Minister clarifies statements made regarding allowances for high-ranking officials while on duty abroad. The People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Minister says it is not mandatory for people to collect welfare checks through a digital platform. The Alliance owners of public transport want a meeting with local organizers of the Cricket World Cup, and Jamaica's Media Association calls for swift action following the murder of a journalist. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The government of Barbados is launching a new online platform that Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, says will make transactions easier for local traders. The electronic single window for trade, BeSwift platform, is currently in the testing phase and said to be on the cusp of going live. Senator Cummins disclosed that the pilot for the initiative, which will enhance cross-border trade facilitation, will start today.
When the platform that we're launching here is finally functional, traders and their representatives, they should be able to complete all of the regulatory transactions online. We expect it to be smooth, secure, cashless, and also paperless. And so this platform is really being used to meet regulatory standards and to ensure that things like the application process will increase business productivity and decrease cost. What we're hoping to be able to do overall is to streamline all of our regulatory trade procedures and to give 24-hour access to trade regulatory government services and to align with government's commitment to making business easier for Barbados, both for consumers and businesses.
Senator Cummins explained that 7 local exporters are participating in the test, while Export Barbados, BIDC, the agency responsible for export certification, is the first of 20 government agencies that will be onboarded. She pointed out that the existing paper-based certification procedure will be replaced. Senator Cummins also expressed the view that because of its simplicity, the electronic certificate of origin offers an opportunity to increase trade between Barbados and other CARICOM states, as well as raise employment and economic growth rates. Meantime, she has been telling delegates attending the UNCTAD Supply Chain Forum underway in Barbados about this country's overall digital shift to online platforms.
Here in Barbados, we have the Asacuta World introduced in 2019. We have the port community system, which is in development. The Bridgetown Port has already introduced in-house the Maritime Single Window in collaboration with the International Maritime Organization. And under my own ministry, we are in the stage of preparing tomorrow to launch the first exchange under the electronic single window for trade. And so we have all 4 portals currently functioning in Barbados, and we are going to be moving to make sure that they're integrated.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Minister of Home Affairs, Information and Public Affairs, Wilfred Abrams, is setting the record straight on claims made by opposition leader Ralph Thorne regarding per diem given to the Prime Minister and other high-ranking officials in the country. Mr. Abrams criticized Mr. Thorne, who said during a recent public meeting in Hastings Rocks Christ Church that the Prime Minister and other senior officials were receiving $1,000 in daily allowance while on official duty abroad.
As the minister responsible for information, I wish to clarify misinformation that is now in the public domain and is being frequently broadcasted and repeated. The leader of the opposition has said publicly that the prime minister and ministers get $1,000 per day while traveling. This is untrue. I am disappointed that the media is reporting this as a fact without checking at all to see if the figures were correct. I am even more disappointed at the leader of the opposition, as this information is available easily and readily, and he should have informed himself, as the exact same rates are in fact applicable to him as well. Daily allowances, or per diems as they're known, are standard across government for anyone traveling on official business, and this includes civil servants.
He said the various categories of the per diem which the office holders receive has not changed since 2001.
Category 1, which includes the President, the Prime Minister, Chief Justice, members of Cabinet, President of the Senate, Speaker of the House of Assembly, Leader of the Opposition, former Prime Ministers, National Heroes, and Special Envoys, receive a per diem allowance of US$175, broken down as follows. Meal allowance, US$90. Subsistence allowance, US$60. Travel allowance, US$25. The Prime Minister also gets an additional entertainment allowance of US$150. This money is expected to cover travel, taxi fare, meals, and all other incidentals. These allowances were set on March 20th, 2001 by the Ministry of Public Service and have never been changed or upgraded since then.
Minister of Home Affairs, Information and Public Affairs, Wilfred Abrams. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, is defending his ministry's decision to issue welfare checks through bank accounts, stressing it's the safest way to combat fraudulent activities. He was speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tax program, where moderator David Ellis highlighted the concerns people had about additional fees and the lack of resources at their disposal to have the grants processed through a digital platform.
So we have said before for a long time that we were going, the ministry for the most part, are going to go toward digital payments. And you would recall when we did the $600 to bank accounts, we did just that. Money was placed directly on debit cards so that persons had access to their monies without any issue. The challenge that we have had is that there's been a number of cases. Now you saw us issue a statement about the amount of fraud cases, fraud with the checks and so on, and then access to the money. If we could go back to 2 years ago where there was COVID, you didn't have the opportunity to go and cash checks and so on and so forth. The ease of having the monies placed directly on a debit card is such that the person then has immediate access to their money.
Mr. Humphrey added that the collection of the grants remains optional and there are no additional fees. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport want a meeting with the Cricket World Cup Organizing Committee to be more involved with transportation during the tournament. Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael, tells Starcom Network News that operators had concerns coming out of the last World Cup and want to see some of these issues rectified.
The last World Cup, we would have had some issues related to parking at Kensington Oval. The fact is that because we did not organize with the organizing committee, we were asked not to park or assemble there. So we had to be moving and keep moving all the time because the police would have removed us. We don't want to face that issue again because taxis are very important in terms of transporting members of the public as well as members of the ICC World Cup. So we want to meet with the special committee that's responsible for transportation to ensure that our taxis can operate as well as our PSCs who ply those routes and also get an opportunity to be there without being removed by the authorities. So I'm basically calling for us to be part of the working committee to get the public transport. We want to have a say. We want to be able to make some money.
Mr. Raphael also believes they should be able to operate at the airport.
The last thing too, we will have gotten some issues too as related to the airport. Obviously, with the airport taxis, they run out of taxis at the airport, then they have a problem. The last time we went there, we were told that we cannot collect any person from there because we are not authorized airport taxis. With these number of people are coming to Barbados to attend the World Cup, obviously, we don't have enough taxis on the island that can move them at any given time, especially at the airport. So it is important that we start the dialogue, the discussion like this.
As chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. And police in Jamaica are being urged to act swiftly in their investigation in relation to the murder of a journalist. The appeal comes from the Press Association of Jamaica, PAJ, as they reacted to the killing of Jamaica Gleaner newspaper journalist Job Nelson, who was reportedly attacked by a gunman while traveling along Spanish Town Road in Kingston on Tuesday night. PAJ President Milton Walker, in a statement, said that the media organization is, quote, deeply shocked and outraged by the murder of Nelson, adding that his untimely death is a profound loss to the journalism community, and we condemn this senseless act of violence in the strongest possible terms, end quote. They called on police to spare no effort in bringing Nelson's killers to justice, adding that such heinous acts of violence cannot be tolerated and they will stand united in their demand for accountability and justice. Recapping the headlines. Barbados launches a new online platform to facilitate traders. The Information Minister clarifies statements made regarding allowances for high-ranking officials while on duty abroad. The People Empowerment Minister says it is not mandatory for people to collect welfare checks through a digital platform. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport want a meeting with local organizers of Cricket World Cup, and Jamaica's Media Association calls for swift action following the murder of a journalist. And that was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.